The Cardinals Daily Report is brought to you by the Arizona Lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
I'm Darren Urban, joined by Kyle Odegaard, and the news of the day, once again, we're talking about the left guard position. Today, Bruce Arians was saying that there's a good chance that when Lyle Sendlein comes back from his calf injury, which should be this week, that Ted Larson is going to be the one who's starting at left guard, which in itself is not a huge deal, except for the fact that everybody's thinking about Jonathan Cooper being your left guard. Now, Jonathan Cooper, Kyle, still out with a turf toe. We don't know when he's coming back from practice, but the message sent by Bruce Arians seemed a little deeper than that.
Yeah, he was pretty clear that this is my starting left guard. And then I was asked about Jonathan Cooper, and he said, well, he can't play if he's in the training room. So he trying to get the message across, even though he's got the injury, you need to be out here and practicing. And he was struggling a little bit when he was practicing. So he's not the slam dunk left guard choice anymore right now. But I still think when he gets back out there, gets back in tune, gets healthy, he'll be fine. I think he'll be the starter, but he's just giving him a little kick, I think.
And this isn't to denigrate anything Larson has done. Larson's been excellent so far, playing both as a center with Sendlein out and what he's shown at guard previous in camp. And they really like the job he's done. Steve Keim has called him one of the best five linemen in camp so far. Bruce Arians also had an issue with the pass rush in the Vikings game the other day. Was disappointed that there wasn't more pressure on the quarterback. And I understand that to a point when you're doing some vanilla stuff. But one of the things Bruce Arians was most upset about was the fact that they were running some blitzes that they weren't operating the right way. They weren't going where they were supposed to. And I talked to Rashad Johnson, the safety, a little bit about the mental errors on defense. And he said the disappointing part was the fact that they weren't really doing anything differently than they had been. This was all the same kind of stuff they'd been running in practice, and yet they still ended up with problems mentally.
Yeah, but you didn't have John Abraham in this game, and when he gets back up to speed, he's going to be a big pass rushing threat. And Todd Bowles, I'm sure, dialed it down pretty much to nothing as far as schemes go. He's got a lot of exotic looks. Last year he got guys free, unblocked pressures was a big thing. They led the league in that. So when he turns it up and he gets that, those things going, obviously mentally you have to figure that out and you can't be making those errors during the game. But if they follow the script, I think the pass rushing will be okay because Bowles is so good at figuring out how to get guys free.
Well, it will be interesting. You mentioned Abraham. Abraham was back at practice today. He's going to be very limited right now as he plays his way into shape. But he was on the field in pads, in a helmet, and I know that's a big deal for the Arizona Cardinals. So for Kyle Odegaard, I'm Darren Urban. This has been another edition of Cards Daily on azcardinals.com.